Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, welcome back, everybody, to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. Happy Pi Day. Today is March 14th. That's 314, which for those of you who are in the know, is, of course, the first couple of digits of Pi, or the first three digits of Pi, I should say. There are actually, I just found this out the other day, there are something like 1.2 million or 1.2 billion digits that they've taken Pi out to, which is just crazy. I can't even get my head around that. I don't know how you'd even begin to write that down. You'd need like an infinite number of monkeys at an infinite number of typewriters or something. Since we're talking about large numbers, how was that for a transition? Obviously, one of the biggest numbers that anybody knows is a Google, G-O-O-G-O-L. It's actually where Google, the company, gets its name from, though obviously they go with a different spelling. And this show today is really going to be, the title of the episode is going to be Everybody Hates Google, because it does seem to be the recurring theme over the last few days with all kinds of stuff going on, one of which has a big impact to many of you. And I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But first, I wanted to start out with this interesting post out on HuffingtonPost.com that talks about Google Glass and how people hate the way these things look. I mean, it's really become quite a thing to bash these things for just being stupid looking. And they've got a really interesting take on whether or not that's really true, how really glasses were something that were seen similarly back when they first came around. So maybe it's not actually going to be such a big deal. As I talked about a couple weeks ago, I think we have to wait and see what teenagers do. If teenagers want them and teenagers are willing to wear them, which admittedly, given their cost, won't be the case day one. But if the teens think they're cool, we're going to end up thinking they're cool. I don't have an opinion about Google Glass yet. I just don't know enough about them. They seem like they could be really useful. They seem like they could be really functional. I think that wearable computing, whether it's in the form of glasses or in the form of wristwatches, Apple has a thing coming called the iWatch. I think we have to take it for granted that computing being on us all the time, more than just being able to reach into our pocket and pull out a phone, is a change that's likely to occur. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time worrying about that too much yet. We'll kind of see what happens when people pick up on it. And really, again, will the kids pick up on it? If they do, if teens pick up on it, then I guarantee you we're all going to be wearing these things strapped to our faces down the road. But it is a worthwhile article to read because there are some legitimate concerns about Google Glass from a privacy perspective, right? Are people taking videos of you without you knowing it? Are they something that won't catch on because they're too expensive or perhaps too stupid looking? I don't know. Worth watching and worth paying some attention to. Now, that's the first place where people seem to hate Google. The second place is actually there's this great piece out on eBay – on Business Insider, where eBay really takes Google apart, saying that Google's AdWords are a waste of money. Now, something that's worth noting is that they may be a waste of money for eBay, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be a waste of money for you. One of the things that eBay says in this paper, this was actually a paper delivered at an economics forum, at an economics conference, that has a really god-awful title. It's written very much for an economics crowd called Consumer Heterogeneity and Paid Search Effectiveness, a Large-Scale Field Experiment. Right? Just sounds like the kind of thing you can't wait to dive into. The point of it is that eBay found that when they stopped spending money on AdWords, their sales didn't change at all. I'd like to point out that the flaw in that theory is they're eBay, right? People have heard of them. When I used to work for a very large hotel company years ago, And we actually knew that at the time, the number one search term for us was our actual brand term. Like people searched for the name of the hotel company. And frequently they searched for hotelcompany.com. It wasn't hotelcompany.com, but the name, I'll just tell you, it was Ramada, right? I worked for a large company that owned Ramada and actually about 10 other brands. But the number one search term for Ramada.com was Ramada, and the number two was Ramada.com. I know that I have conducted this kind of test with other customers of mine and other clients of mine, and in some cases, we've found that you can stop spending money on ads and not lose any business on Google AdWords and not lose any business. And in some cases, when you do it, you get absolutely slaughtered. So the eBay article, the Business Insider article, is worth checking out, but take it with a grain of salt. These folks did a very controlled test to understand what would happen to them, and they are a very large, very influential brand, much like an Amazon would be or other people like that. Obviously, I'm a big fan of paid search. I've talked about paid search a lot, but I'm a bigger fan of you not wasting money. So you can test not running AdWords ads. Just be aware that just because it worked for eBay doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you. And in fact, there's a great piece up on PC World where they tested social media ads and they used AdWords as their baseline and found out that it worked actually pretty well for them. So there's no one true answer to this. It's all going to come down to what happens with your business. With that news, there's also a great piece out on MediaPost on their search blog that Google and Nielsen have released some new data that show mobile searches trigger immediate actions a good chunk of the time, about two-thirds of the time. Obviously, that's a strong and compelling statement in favor of search ads and AdWords and things like that. So again, definitely conduct tests. You know me, I'm all about testing. But be aware that it might not hold true for you. Now, of course, the last part of everybody hating Google right now is actually terrible news from my perspective. And I think from many of yours as well. Google announced just this morning that they're going to be shutting down Google Reader this coming July, this July 1st. No longer available July 1st, 2013. That sucks. That's just terrible. I know that I get big amounts of traffic to the website from Google Reader, from the blog at the blog on timpeter.com/blog. Google Reader is a strong contributor to the traffic I get to the site. And I've shared data with you many times that talks about, you know, what happens from a business perspective and whether or not these tools actually work from a business perspective. Now, the blog itself at timpeter.com/blog gets a fair bit of traffic from Google Reader, from people subscribed to the RSS feed. And if you don't know what that is, I'll, you know, we can point you some links to that. But actually, the podcast gets an immense amount of traffic, almost 20% of the traffic that the podcast gets. Almost 20% of you who are listening to this right now are likely listening in Google Reader. And I don't just mean RSS feeds generally. I mean Reader itself. So there's a potential here that losing Google Reader is going to cost me a fifth of my listenership on this podcast. And I got to tell you, that would really, really, really suck. So, you know, there are some good articles out there. Lifehacker has an excellent article that talks about alternatives to Google Reader. But it's something you need to watch. And this gets to something I've talked about a bunch in the past. And I will definitely link to these articles in the show notes about the fact that Google is really not interested in building your brand. Now, I don't want to knock them, right? They're a good company. They do a lot of good work. They make a lot of great products. But they're really interested in building their business. If helping your business helps them build their business, then clearly they're going to do that. But if it doesn't, they're not going to care a whole lot. You need to be sure that you're actually getting traffic from sources other than just Google. Years ago, a few years back when the economy turned, I was working for a company where we took a big hit in traffic because we got so much of our traffic from Google search, and specifically people searching for some keywords related to luxury products and things like that, which obviously the search volume went down. Now, happily, we'd been working hard to get traffic from other sources, and we were able to weather that storm reasonably well. But, you know, the expression we were using around the office was Google sneezed and we caught cold, right? You've got to make sure that you're actually diversifying the traffic you get so that you're not dependent on any one thing, whether it's Google Reader, whether it is search or any of those tools. Because if Google changed its mind tomorrow about where and how it wants to send traffic, and anybody who's gotten hit with any of the search updates, any of the search algorithm updates that Google has made over the years understands this, then you run the risk of your business taking a big hit too. So I will link to those posts in the show notes, including one called "Whose Brand Does Google Want to Build?" that I wrote over at Biznology about a year ago, as well as some others on the blog from timpeter.com/blog that I highly recommend you check out, because it really matters where you're getting your business from. And when Google or anybody who's a big source of your traffic chooses to change the way they market their products or services or what they choose to offer their customers, obviously there could be an impact to you. So it's something to watch for and something to be very careful about. With that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show for this week. As ever, I'm thrilled that you're here with us. I really appreciate you tuning in. And I'm going to encourage you to subscribe, but I'm going to encourage you to subscribe either through iTunes today, where you can do a search for timpeter.com, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud on iTunes, or to subscribe via email. And if you go to timpeter.com, there's an email subscription right there. And of course, you can still subscribe via RSS. You can subscribe in a reader if you choose. Just don't make it Google Reader, because 6 months from, or excuse me, 3 months from now, that won't be an option for you. But with that, I am going to wrap up for the day. I really appreciate you tuning in, and I will look forward to catching up with you again right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. I hope you have a great day, everybody. Take care.